Under Quebec's new language law, Bill 96, students graduating from high school are expected to present an eligibility certificate to prove that they are eligible to attend an English CEGEP, as the bill caps the number of students that can attend these institutions. According to the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Higher Education's website, a certificate of eligibility is generally issued to children who have received the major part of their elementary or secondary school instruction in English in Canada, whose brother or sister did the major part of his or her elementary or secondary studies in English in Canada, whose father or mother did the major part of his or her elementary studies in English in Canada, or whose father and mother attended school in Quebec after August 26, 1977, and could have been declared eligible for instruction in English at that time. According to the government, these are the most common situations that allow a child to receive instruction in English. CIDI had the opportunity to sit down with chairman of the Eastern Township School Board, Michael Murray, to speak with him on how the school board is going about responding to the expected surge in requests for these eligibility certificates and the impact this requirement will have on students and their families. Hey there, listeners. This is your host, Taylor McClure, for CIDI's Daily News Show, Township's Daily News Bits, and we welcome Mr. Murray to the show. Under Quebec's language law, Bill 96, parents or guardians will have to present an eligibility certificate to prove that their child is eligible to attend an English CEGEP. So I wanted to ask how the Eastern Township School Board was going about preparing for the expected request for these certificates.
Well, since the various levels of government woke up to the realization of what their own law said, there have been some developments. The two ministries of education, as you know, there's a Ministry of Education Tukur, which is responsible for pre-K to end of high school and adult education in the school boards. And then there's what's called the Ministry of Superior Education, Ministère d'Éducation Supérieure, which is responsible for CEGEPs and universities. The law requires anybody entering an English CEGEP to have an eligibility certificate. This is a new provision. It never was required before. And when the CEGEPs signal to the ministry in question that, you know, they would need to do this starting in March when the registration deadline occurs, it seemed to catch them by surprise. And initially, the CEGEPs thought they were going to have each applicant produce a certificate of eligibility. Happily, common sense reigned, intervened. Somebody had the brilliant idea that every student who graduates from an English school board already has demonstrated eligibility.
Yes.
And so all they needed to do was have the information which attaches to the student number that the student already has eligibility. And so instead of building a whole new file, student file, the two ministries agreed that the Ministry of Superior Education could have access to the files of the students graduating from English high school. So no problem. Problem went away. In fact, it's a huge improvement on the past, since CEGEPs now no longer need to actually reconstruct the entire educational file for each of their students.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, that was what was confusing, was that the Ministry of Education and the Ministry of Higher Education already had this information on file.
I guess it was safe to assume that, or it was something you would normally assume. But guess what? Wrong assumption. And they apparently didn't talk to each other. Hard to believe, but they didn't. And so this is a wonderful, innovative development to have them finally talking to each other and saving all the struggle of reconstructing a student's file. Now, this is important for more than just eligibility. For students who graduate high school, for example, some of them have learning disabilities, various kind of challenges, and they are entitled under various educational provisions for special consideration, whether it's in some cases difficulty in mastering physical writing, for example. They're allowed to have a scribe. They can dictate their answers to a scribe when they're sitting an exam. Now, the CEGEPs should have access to all of that information and be able to implement their adaptations just as we do. So the kids will have an easier time, hopefully have an easier time succeeding in CEGEP as well.
Yeah, so it makes the communication more seamless.
You would think that all of this would have happened before, but of course, logic doesn't always prevail in ministerial government circles. They don't always think of of that. The one issue that does remain, though, is for all of those students whose parents chose to send them to French school who might want to attend an English CEGEP, because they will now have to find a certificate, and that means going back to whatever eligibility they had, whether it was a parent, a grandparent, or whatever, who attended English school, and produce all that documentation. And they've got to do it by the registration deadline. Some parents took the precaution when they, started to register their children, they would apply to an English school board and get a certificate of eligibility and then send their kids to French school. And that's fine. But for those who didn't, now there's a mad scramble. And the importance of this is way beyond just the actual student, but any descendant of that student, by current law, remains eligible to attend English school. So even if they attended all their schooling in French, if they have an eligibility certificate, their children and their grandchildren are still eligible to attend English schooling. So to keep that option available, they have to obtain the certificate of eligibility. And we perhaps were not as aggressive as we might have been in letting people know. I mean, we really don't know if somebody's registered in French school, if they're eligible or not. But there are certainly some who will have been caught by that and who will have to scramble to find eligibility certificates.
That was my other question, was what are they looking for exactly? What do they mean by eligibility certificate? What sort of documents are they looking for?
Well, I'm not sort of technically competent to answer that in a way, because when a family wants to register one of their children in our school, presumably pre-K, kindergarten, whatever level they start, they have to demonstrate eligibility. Now, if the parent has, for example, a student record with the school board, no problem. We can certify them as having attended English school, and therefore their children are eligible. We can provide that documentation to the government. We send it to a particular office in the ministry who then issue a certificate of eligibility. If it's a grandparent, it's a similar but perhaps a little more complicated process, because then you've got to dig out birth certificates for two generations rather than just one to demonstrate that there's a direct lineal descendants and so forth. But the bill, the original Bill 101 was quite clear.
Yes.
Anybody who has a certificate, or anybody who had the right to obtain one, confers eligibility on their children and their grandchildren. So going back at least two generations, and by extension even more, because if your grandparents didn't bother to get the certificate, but they did have eligibility, then they were eligible to attend English school. You are eligible to attend English school. So it's a consecutive conferring of the privilege, even if you don't exercise the privilege.
Okay. Now, I have spoken to some community organizations that support the English-speaking community who expressed, like you said, it might become difficult for people to get these eligibility certificates for various reasons. So what are your hopes moving forward with the situation? How do you think the government can make things easier on everyone at the end of the day?
Well, clarity is always helpful. And there has been very little clarity around this. The bill was adopted. The statement was made concerning the requirement in the bill, the requirement for students entering a CEGEP to have this certificate, with no apparent preparation within the system or to inform the public. And so it would be nice if they would make it more, what would I say, more apparent that it's important. So publicize the idea that parents who are eligible should get their children eligibility certificates. It may not, in fact, be a priority for the government, but it should be done just the same in the interest of informing everyone of their rights. From there, it's up to individuals to decide if they're interested enough to pursue the obtaining of the certificate or not, but it shouldn't be made unduly obscure or difficult to understand.
And I wanted to ask you as well, have you personally contacted the government to get a better understanding as to how parents are supposed to go about this or how schools are expected to go about this?
Personally, not. Although my immediate reaction when I realized that this was going to become an issue was to talk to our own administrators. And sadly, there's a provision apparently, and we checked. There's a provision that says that a school board is not authorized to, to treat a dossier for a person who's over 18. You know, our student body is all under 18. So for an adult to obtain a certificate of eligibility, and most kids going to CJEP now are 18 or pretty close to it.
Yeah.
So if you're 18 and you haven't got your certificate and you call the school board, the school board is going to shrug and say, well, we regret to inform you, that kind of thing, we don't have the right to look at your dossier. And the ministry to which we send that request is not geared up at this particular point, as I understand it, to do anything about those kind of files. They're dealing with 18 and or under 18, 17 and under. There's still a ways to go, and I'm sure there are people scrambling. The CJEPs are scrambling to make sure that applications as they come in have their certificate of eligibility, and they would, of course, inform anybody if that was missing. But it becomes a critical matter of timing. If you don't have it, would you lose your option, your opportunity to get the course you're looking for at CJEP?
Yeah, so there's a lot of questions surrounding this as to what's actually going to happen.
A lot of questions, and they're still not clarified. So the government is not, and the government, when I say the government, I mean the ministry, the elected officials. I did contact our local elected officials in an attempt to get information. That was in, I think, late November, possibly the 1st of December. I still haven't heard back. There seems to be no particular hurry to get this information in the hands of people, either in the school boards or in the general public.
Well, thank you so much for speaking to me, Michael. I really appreciate that. I wasn't sure if there was anything else you wanted to mention.
No, really, the critical thing is that people be aware that, you know, it's not as simple as saying to an official or a registrar to CJEP, oh yeah, my parents, my grandparents attend English school, I'm okay. If you don't have the actual certificate, there's a process to obtain it. We're not clear on how an over 18-year-old should do that. Under 18, they apply to a school board.
Yeah, so there's still a lot of things hanging up in the air.
A lot of it, and I'm sure there are going to be a raft of stories come March of students who are astonished that they didn't get accepted in CJEP because they don't have eligibility or don't have proof of eligibility.
Well, thank you so much again. I really appreciate your time, Michael, as always.
Anytime. Always happy to talk to you, Tim.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.